The master wants to teach you and equip you and empower you, and that process of teaching and equipping and empowering transforms you. Can I tell you that you can't fix yourself? You know this. You can't fix yourself, you can't change yourself. All you can do is present yourself and let him do the fixing. He's the creator, he knows how you got broken, and he knows how to fix you. So what you have to do is just keep saying yes to him and trust him that he knows how to fix you. He knows how to train you. He knows how to teach you. But you've got to stop the ambivalence. You have to repent of being ambivalent, of being two-minded, of saying yes, but I'm not sure. I don't like this. What about this? I'm not happy. I'm not comfortable. And these people and that person, and they hurt me and they disappointed me and they said those things and they didn't say those things and they said they would show up and they didn't show up and then they did show up and then they kept me up all night and then they wanted money and now I have to drive all the way over there and why didn't they do this? And now, you know, it's like an endless supply of foolishness. All these rationalizations and justifications and blame shifting, everybody, you know, like you look around and say, these are the source of my problems. Excuse me, the source of your problem is in your own head and in your own heart. So you recognize that you've met the enemy and you are it. All of a sudden, when you realize that you're your own enemy, the devil gets really small. Because he's not your real enemy. Your enemy is yourself. And that's what he plays upon. When you bring yourself to the cross and you say to yourself, I'm not important. The master is important. And catch this. He wants to teach me and train me. Because he has a purpose for my life. That's why he invades your life. Do you understand that you've been invaded by a conquering king? And he takes no prisoners. He rescues you to make you one of his own. If not, you're in trouble. You read your Bible. Some of you are looking at me like, you need to read your Bible. I'm telling you that God is searching. Please hear me say this to you tonight. He is earnestly and passionately searching for anyone to whom he can give his kingdom, who will say to him, yes, Lord, I'll be your disciple. Yes, Lord, I'll give you my life. Yes, Lord, I'll be who you want me to be. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. And without hesitation, without ambivalence, and without justification or rationalization that makes excuses for your own rebellion. I tell you that Jesus is moving to restore the church to her glory.